Sorry. And somehow I bumped the recorder here. So they took seven of these creatures, seven of the clean animals, and these animals. Now, so think about this for a minute. You know, you're one of these clean animals. You've survived a year on this ark, and the first thing that happens, you get out of the ark, and you find out you're going to be sacrificed, right? There needed to be a substitute, right? A substitute who suffers God's wrath. And we saw that, didn't we, at the beginning of the book of Genesis, where God killed the creatures to clothe Adam and Eve, right? We see it again here. There had to be a substitute that would appease God's wrath. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. There had to be a substitute that appeases wrath. And we see that happening here. This pleasing aroma, the literal translation of it is a restful aroma. So Noah could not bring rest to God's wrath, but the sacrifice could. It brought rest to God's wrath, right? Because God smelled a restful aroma, he smelt a peaceful aroma, he said that he would not, you know, do it again, but there was this substitute that suffered God's wrath. How does that apply to us, right? Well, I mean, I think you probably see where this is going, don't you, right? We need a substitute as well. We need someone that will suffer God's wrath for us, of course. And who was that? Jesus Christ, right? So this sacrifice of these animals is simply pointing to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who will suffer God's wrath, who will be under God's wrath, who, you know, will suffer the penalty of the sin that we deserve. We need a substitute. We need someone to be drowned for us, right? We need someone to suffer God's wrath, for us. So Jesus came to be our Redeemer. He came to be, you know, the one that would suffer God's wrath for us, that would redeem us, from our sin. That would redeem us, from all the evil of this world. So is God going to destroy the world? He says it here. He will not do it again by a flood. But he will redeem the world. He's in the redemption business. So, we do see this, happening here. And, we do see, don't we, that Jesus is that Redeemer, that Jesus is the one that suffers God's wrath on our behalf. And, the flood doesn't really fix anything. If we were to try and get rid of all the evil in the world, it wouldn't fix anything because we would still have the evil in our hearts, right? And so our hearts need to be changed. Jesus does that as well, right? Through the power of the Holy Spirit, our hearts are changed, and we're able to come to Him. So isn't that that's wonderful news, right? And it's all here in the book of Genesis. You never probably realized that it was there, did you? But it's all here in the book of Genesis. It's all pointing forward to that Christ who is to come.